The president of Spain's soccer federation is refusing to resign despite widespread criticism after his behavior following Spain's victory over England at the Women's World Cup final last weekend. Here to catch us up on the latest is NPR's Laurel Wamsley. Hi, Laurel.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, let's just start at the very beginning. What is all of this about?
So last weekend, Spain beat England in the final of the Women's World Cup in Sydney. And afterwards, during the ceremony where Spain's players were getting their medals, all of the players were shaking the hands of Luis Rubiales. He's the head of Spain's soccer federation. And Rubiales is kissing their cheeks and pulling them into these tight hugs, sometimes lifting them off the ground. And then when star player Jenny Hermoso walks up, you see Rubiales hug her tightly and then grab her head and kiss her full on the mouth.
Wow.
There's also video of Rubiales making a crotch-grabbing gesture in the dignitaries box. And then after the game, there's a live stream from the locker room, and Hermoso is asked about the kiss. And she says, "I didn't like it, but what could I do?"
Wow. All right, then. What's been the response to all of this so far?
I would call it immediate condemnation from nearly all sides. Before the team was even home from Australia, Rubiales and the Soccer Federation were scrambling to do crisis management. Spain's politicians in particular have been very critical. The acting prime minister said Rubiales' apologies were not sufficient, and a deputy prime minister called for his resignation.
Okay, and then I understand that there was some kind of emergency meeting today where Rubiales tried to defend his actions. What did he say exactly?
That's right. So the Football Federation in Spain had this emergency meeting, and Rubiales is the federation's president. He got up and he gave this speech where he claimed that Hermoso had given her consent for the kiss and that this was a witch hunt by, quote, false feminists. And then he flatly refused to resign. He said he will not resign.
No voy a dimitir. No voy a dimitir. No voy a dimitir.
He said that five times, and as you can hear, there was applause from those in the room. That's the other members of the federation, which is largely men. And among those who applauded were the coaches of Spain's men's and women's teams.
Okay, so what happens next at this point? Can he be forced out?
Well, Spain's players are furious about what happened at this meeting and his refusal to resign. So the players' union, FootPro, put out a statement just this afternoon in which Jenny Hermoso said that she never consented to the kiss, and in a letter signed by the entire Spanish World Cup squad and at least two dozen more soccer players, they asked for both sporting and structural changes to happen, and they refused to play again for the national team at all unless the current leaders are removed. The government of Spain had already announced it had started proceedings to suspend Rubiales. So his case is going to the country's sport court, which if it finds that he violated laws or regulations about sexist acts, it could declare him unfit to hold office. And then meanwhile, FIFA, the world governing body of soccer, announced yesterday that it's opening its own disciplinary proceedings against Rubiales. So just to put this in context, many of the top players who would have been on the World Cup squad this year had already refused to play for Spain's coach, Jorge Vilda. So this is a program that's been in turmoil for a while and somehow managed to win a World Cup anyhow. But with all of this happening, it certainly looks like Rubiales' days are numbered.
That is NPR's Laurel Wamsley. Thank you, Laurel.
You're welcome, Elsa.